Well, a little rest, not too much, but we got some meditation in. Takes a while to find a comfortable chair. I'm afraid I'm in that position, and I suspect others aren't. They can just sit right down, fold their legs, and get comfortable.
You want chair in this office? Go to a place here?
Well, I think just putting a pillow in back will solve the problem.
Oh, that's fine. You know, the thing is,
we've got a fine chair there.
In that big room, you can come to that. More than 7:30?
7:30. Fine.
Yes. Is it big hall? You can sit down there.
Master, do some people, some of your initiates, get to the stage maybe after several years when they say, I can't stand this any longer. I've got to eat meat. I've got to violate the chastity regulation. I've got to forget about keeping this diary. And then they take off and go someplace else.
The part is they are not really hungry for something higher. They want only this life, not the other. That's all. They had something, they have not lived up to it, and moreover, they did not taste the sweet elixir of being in contact with that. That is what all this is. And moreover, something on the account of society. I don't think they're selling any diary, most of them, I don't think. Such like will never remain in contact. Most of them won't. That is why.
Sometimes I would imagine there is such terrible pressure from family members that satsangis give in.
I tell you, I was born in a family with meat eaters. I tell you, as a child. Why did it particular? Nobody can force this lame excuse. I can love you, you see, but not necessarily what you try to eat. These are lame excuses. Somebody came to India. They say when anything is offered, they should not refuse. Listen, keep. So we cannot refuse anybody who offers us anything. So you got a selfish statement. Good things you may accept. Otherwise, politely, you say. So they got the offer to poison you with them. Then it's all right. Really, it's not poison, but it affects you. You only lame excuses for not doing it. If you really live for some time, come in contact, see how future is. It's a natural mind. No, mind does not want to be out of enjoyment. So when he enjoys that, how can he do it? You begin to do something that you do regularly.
So it's a matter, I suppose, of not wishing to submit to the initial discipline that's required.
That is what is strictly required. I tell you, in the old days, these demonstrations or these gifts were never given to anybody at large. Only those who lived at their feet for years lived up to what they wanted. Then, when they were ready, only they were given. Nowadays, the times have changed. Who can live with anybody anywhere? So if something is given, then they are asked to maintain it by self-hypnosis, regular devotion of time.
There are many, many people, of course, mostly young men, who will spend hours training and preparing themselves for athletic contests. And in a sense, this is a similar kind of training, isn't it?
More lucrative. You see, such life profit which will never be lost.
Yeah.
Lay by treasures in heaven, you see. but doesn't eat. Main thing is we have to leave the body. Very safe. Very common sense law. We have to leave the body. How do you stand? What's your fate? Two things happen there. One, you have to leave the body. And you must, if you are in the know, asking where you are going, what is your further fate, it is not proper we should decide now.
But so many people these days seem to have talked themselves into the idea that there is no further fate, that there's just a bunch of nothingness that's going to assail them.
That's all right. There's one thing. It is not the sulfuric acid which is put on copper filings and that will bubble out in it. There is no consciousness there. Energy is there now. Train is run by engine. No consciousness in the train, in the engine. You are conscious. But after it is a very important question we should know what is what. As a man, that we can do in no other form of creation. Now you come here, you have seen this place, you got some guide here, you come very confidently.
A great feeling of peace here.
Yeah, there's more peace there. All glory and beauty lies within you. Now we don't want to leave these outward enjoyments. Once we have some little experience of that, we won't leave that.
So it's keeping in training until that experience comes through. Maybe keeping in training for 15 years.
They get some demonstration of it. What is that? It is not at all. It is just the start, but they get some devotee. Others who devote hours and hours and hours on in the outdoor performances, they don't get it. It is not a special gift. They pray, they cry, and this and that thing. They sit down and have their candle before them, this and that, all it is all darkness within. Main thing you have to lose the body. Who you are, where you are, where else to go, how this body works. I think very vital question, most vital, concerning our own soul. Generally, the scriptures tell us, you see, the new scriptures tell us when the soul leaves the body, one feels pain as if 1,000 scorpions have bitten.
I noticed that it says that, and Bortz, that many people die peacefully, apparently without pain.
I tell you, that's heart failure. They go on shutter. All their thoughts remain unfulfilled. Then their soul grovels around the earth. Because that soul wanted something to tell somebody, he cannot tell. He will groan around the world.
I know one relative, for example, who died and said, just as she was about to die, I see Jesus here. And apparently she died in peace.
I tell you. You see, some reaction of the past to every man is not the same story behind this. He might be loving Jesus, might be a good character, everything like that. But at that time, when past actions also end comes only as a result of your whole life's essence. There are various cases of that.
So conceivably she wasn't in as much pain because she had devoted her life in that direction?
Yes.
Then there are other reports of people who have made some of these astral trips, and they say that when they go into the astral, there's no pain going into the astral.
When they leave the body, learn to leave the body, then not before.
Yeah.
To leave the body is the first question. If daily are and the habit of coming and going, then death is no bother. If you come from a hotter place to a cooler place.
Yeah, in other words, if you've learned how to do it, then the pain isn't there.
No.
Yeah.
And further, we should know where we are going. Yeah. So beyond, world beyond what it is. We have a background, so we have got something, what we are now earning.
Well, the departure at death is a different departure than, say, a departure for an astral flight. I mean, the departure at death goes through a different door with a cow waiting there to gobble you up, whereas he doesn't wait to gobble you up when you go out for an astral flight.
Astral flight really a thing that's quite around the world, quite to death, not beyond.
Yes. And death takes you considerably beyond.
I went to London. There was a very famous man there, he charges £5 to his. So he said, astral people talk through him.
Yes.
So some of friends of mine took out the letters, go and see what he will go. So what he did, I was there, three or four men also there, five men. He got the all room dark, big dark. Sit down. Nothing. Then later on, you see, what he did, you see, there is very much acting and posing going on. You speak like a child, you see, explaining himself. That march here is not favorable, I cannot come. You see, and he quiet. What had happened is the man trained himself to talk in that way, and in a dark room. There's so many, you see, there's fraud outside, black market outside. I'm afraid there's 100 times more blacks marketing inside. Those people acting, posing. That is why people have lost all faith in this.
Too much fakery and too much commercialism.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Too much propaganda. I tell you one man. When he went to America, he was initiated by me. Mm-hmm. I got the initiation vote in his own handwriting. Then he marshal form appeared to me inside. That form you to dictate to him inside. And all that dictation was sent to me. Last time in 1963 when he met me, he got married somewhere. Then later on he started in New Britain.
Yes, I've heard about him.
Then he sent me a letter, return my book, said, return my book, and he said, but don't return no what. That we were able to do. They had some little thing stuck for us. Now he is carrying out propaganda. He said, he was never initiated, but I've got this initiation 40 years. In 1955, initiated it. Some people, this is tough for some reason. This little ego is very difficult to leave, unless there's some kind of protecting. We're living in Yapu. This is so many books are set. I didn't mention his name.
I don't think he mentions your name either.
I don't think he won't. I don't like to. Why I have to say things like that? Even all right, but I returned his book. That was dictated by me, and that was all right. And he had changed that book for the printing. He mentioned my name, he mentioned now his own guru name in that. He said to the feet of the Himalayas, such and such is. The people are fed up with this master and gurus and sadhus. Why? Only person. And they told me there was black marketing going outside. Hundreds and thousands of times more there's black marketing.
Do you ever feel at times that you would just like to stay here at your home at the foot of the Himalaya Mountains and not issue forth again to the bustle and hustle around Delhi and the other parts of the world?
I'm bound to say that. I'm directed what to do. I'm here. There's no question of my will, though. Even in the most busy part, I'm not. Then plus,
the beach. The karma of most people is already laid out. Is it possible for a master, however, to say that, all right, points one and points three of that karma will be interchanged? Can he do that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, all right, say that you come down here with a certain amount of pralabd karma that has to be paid off. But is there necessarily any order that it has to follow in being paid off? Can a master say, well, I'm going to hold back on this portion of your karma and you won't have to pay it off until you're 67 years old?
In one's own case and in the case of others?
No, in the case of others.
That's too different.
In the case of his initiates.
I tell you, master is to wind up all aggregations to the best he can. The initiate prays, oh God, I need to return again. I pray, I should go to your home, whatever. So his work is to wind up all the aggregations. Most of them are, I mean, paid up in dreams and like that. The surety of that is polished down to the minimum possible. Whatever reactions cannot be set aside, you'll get them fast through, but with little hand in the hand. Well, generally you find the life of initiate, you find many changes in his life. His life, you see, I mean, according to this astronomy, it doesn't stand true. Those who have transcended the starry sky are those who are under the control of those who go beyond that plane. Their astronomy doesn't stand true. Okay. Many things are omitted. Sometimes some things are delayed, some things are minimized.
You say astronomy does not understand it. Does astrology?
Astrology, I mean.
Yeah.
That is astrology based on astronomy.
Yes.
What I mean.
Yes.
They don't stand true.
You would not advise people to pay too much attention to astrology then?
What had to pass, because these things won't stand true always. Many things are don't eliminate it.
Is it at least a basis by which one can judge someone's character?
Yes, some by faith, even by writing. Of course, all that has some effect. Some effect. I'm only speaking those under the custody of someone who goes higher than that. They pay some good attention.
Actually, I suppose I feel a little embarrassed having sunk to this low subject of astrology when we were talking about higher matters.
That will have to some extent, not always. You find those won't stand true always. You know what I mean?
Is there something about this area here in the near the Himalaya Mountains that makes for better meditations, or is it purely the presence of a master that would make?
There is some master, of course, great help. Solitude also goes to help. Any atmosphere which is not poisoned in thoughts of devotee people. He will guide you to run away to the mountain, to the wilderness.
Yeah. Let's see, when Christ was driven to the wilderness, he was taken up on the mountain and said, "You can have all of this if you'll just bow down." And he said, "Get thee behind me."
Yes, yes. That happened with Guru Nanak. That happened with us too.
This temptation then actually occurs at a certain place in the inner planes.
Yes, in meditation. I need not mention, by the way, the negative power. Totally all this going on world. Everywhere there you see trouble nowadays. Why all this? He says, "I'm bound to do it. This is a duty given to me. Those who are not good, those who are not, they must have punishment. So, you remove me from this place, as I want to it. My work has been not to me to carry on."
Is the negative power an actual person?
No, that way the power, you see, no personality question, you see. That's power that is going out, that's got negative power. What is receiving, that is got Christ power, God power. But going into expression.
But does the negative power on the inner planes ever take the form of something that might look like a person to us?
Yes, materialize, they want a special power. They want a special power.
Of course, the
body is very honest, just judge, you see. Very honest guy. One thing is, he won't let anybody go out of his control, out of his pale. He'll give everything to you, but not to let him go out of his control.
How much will he fight to keep that from happening?
He'll fight out to the third place. Beyond that, he'll cry, "Oh, my man is gone."
He doesn't lose very many, does he?
Yes, of course, but there are many. Not, I mean, innumerable, but many, you can say.
Hopefully he'll lose us.
Yes, he'll try. He cries, not will cry, but he cries. So the ghost of it will come.
Was the story that's told about Kal a true one, that he told Satpurush that he couldn't be happy up there and that he wanted his own realm?
This is way of expression.
Yes.
After all this power has been given by whom? Suppose I tell you now one thing, example. There's a king. He appoints a commander chief. He's appointing authority. And he is also the appointing authority of a viceroy. But their functions are different.
Yeah.
And the commander chief never say, "I convey you the order of a king," he says, "I order you." So he fully knows that power has been given to him on behalf of him. He has so many, I mean, colonels and majors and so much. He gives a very handsome salary. He gives all so many concessions, but he won't let those go out of his control. He'll hold them up, court martial. when the cities, you see, in trouble, that is handed out to the military. It punishes those men and others at the atmosphere of the town in order. But Vaisraya never says, I say. He says, I convey you the orders of the king. All these avatars, Lord Krishna, Rama and others, avatars, their duty is a different one. They come to punish the wicked. You see, help the, those are righteous and set the world in order. Saints, where is the difference? They don't punish the sick to wicked, they bring them round, you see. Their work is just give them contact with God and let them go back to the Father's home, not to come back as a prisoner, but as a teacher he might come.
You see,
that's the difference. They depopulate the world, and Avatara, you see, keeps the world in order. Don't let the population go less.
Does each saint have a quota of souls that he is to bring back to Satpurush?
Limited number of souls.
A limited amount?
As his own. As his own work. Power is the same, as I tell you. It's like to see somewhere burns fire, somewhere you get ice, freeze. The same power. But their functions are different. Each man has his own duty. He doesn't go.
I was wondering, that figure that always comes up, of course, from the Bible is 144,000 are going to be saved. Presumably that was true around the year 1 A.D., I don't know.
Yes. How many? That's only each, you see. Each saint has a day. What did Christ say? You remember? I am the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world.
Yeah. I think that may have lost in translation in some editions of the Bible, though.
No, it is still stands.
Is it there? As long as I am in the world.
Yes. Saying enough, the Christians themselves don't know. I'm not quoting for my own. Read St. John.
Yes.
I think it is the 5th and the 9th verse.
Yeah, it's very favorite portion of the Bible.
Yes. He says, I am the light of the world. These are the words. As long as I am in the world. Of course it's true. Then he said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Whom it took under the custody he wanted. His responsibility even here until that receives the true home of the Father.
Till the end of the world, how should that be translated?
That means unless that soul reaches back to Father's home. I give you a concrete case. I went to America. One lady used to attend this session talk. She said, Christ meets me. Yes? Talks to me. All right? The day of our initiation, so people were used to have the whole, leaving one station while going to the other. I had to go to Louisville from Washington. On the day of initiation, she did not turn up for initiation. People asked him, sir, why did you? Because you were very devoted and very anxious, then you did not turn up on the day of initiation. Christ speaks to me. That's why I don't know. He met me. I'm very glad Christ meets you, talks to you. Now next time when he meets you, just ask him what to do further. He's still alive, that. Then for a few days Christ did not appear to him. Then the day I had to, next morning I had to leave for Louisville, this night before at about 7. He phoned to Mr. Khanna. I want to be initiated. He said, he's leaving tomorrow, how can he initiate? No, I cannot have no from you. This is enough. I want to be initiated. I told him, so come out to Louisville if you like. But what happened? Your first parent didn't appear to me for between 20 days. After he came and asked, he said, now for further you go to him. For guidance, a man had to give guidance only by him who is working on the physical plane. That's the law. So that God power is quite for this. Well, I think you read that talk I gave on 25th December, I gave a talk there. Christ power, God power, and Guru power is one. See? The Christ power does not leave God power, or Guru power does not leave you until this.
The Bible.
Yes?
You recall, of course, the story about the rich young man who came to Jesus and said, Lord, how can I be saved? And Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, give away all that thou hast and come and follow me. And the young man went away sorrowing, for he had a lot of possessions. And then Jesus turned and said, it's going to be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Is that valid?
It means the same thing. Though they are attached so much to the world, how can they go back to God? They won't even want to hear to leave this world. And if they do leave it, they will hover around the world.
Impossible to have possessions of this world without being attached to them.
Yes, you only attach to them, you attach only one. Not many. Where you go, where you are, where your intent is, what is your ruling passion in your life. You got the ruling passion of your world, you are attached to this and that, everything, you will come back.
It isn't possible, say, to put whatever money you have in the...
By a rich man means who is so much expended, so much given up to the worldly things and enjoyments, and wealthy, he cannot go. Naturally, he cannot. It's easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle rather than a book for a rich man to go. That's true. Even you have to not think of your body, you have to leave, how can you... Yes. The one who has given up to all attachments to you.
But wouldn't it be possible, say, to just sit back and wait for an income to come in? I mean, put it in the bank and wait for interest to come and then devote all your time to spirituality and just, all right, the income maintains you, perhaps?
This is one thing, of course. But if you got reliance for the bank fails, then? You must rely on God, you see. What has happened in Panama when we went last time? My passport, I gave it to the Pan American company to have a visa for South America. The Panamians, they were fighting with the Americans there.
Yes.
I was there the very day I arrived here. And that was, this building was burnt down. When my passport was burnt down. See?
Put not your trust in man and his institutions.
And then I could not go. So of course, bank fails, you leave your body there. Where you live now 100 years or 200 years, you may go to sleep and never rise.
Well, would you advise everybody to sell everything or give away everything they have and come and follow you?
I advise you, see, live by the set of brow, honestly. Maintain your families whom God has united you. Why not others who have united you? This is the flowing pen of God which has brought these together. This is what. And now so for more seeds to be spoken for again. Your ruling passion, your ruling attachment should be with God. All these should be wind up. And further, man should live not for his own self, but for others. Animals do live for this. They fight others with their horns to save their children. If man does the same ways, it's futility. Man is the ruling power, you see. Highest in all creation. He has to just to support, I say, the younger brothers, man, animals, birds, reptiles. They are all members of the family of God. They are younger brothers.
We haven't been doing very well by them.
And this is what I say. We are, you see, we are the heads. Head of the family should look after the welfare of all. We go and eat. Just the common sense. I love you and I love and eat your children. We say we love God and then all these creations. They are, you see, this is, we got cobras here and this. Many times they meet. All right. Good. Your love for them, love radiates. They are also some sense, you see, not fully, but they are. They will be wise as serpents, Christ said, you remember? Be wise like serpents. Our own thoughts, you see, there. Yes, and they want to self-defense the attack. It so happened at Delhi, you see, this very satsang now there, that was just started, just like here. So, satsang was going on, and one cobra. There were some 200-300 people sitting, they come up between just front of me and sat like that. We shot this cobra on the head. Talk was going on, he was just looking for more than an hour and a half. When the talk was over, he slipped away. He said, we should kill him, why? He said, not harm you. We are men, you see. Great in men. They are all our children. It is you who swear this. Our nature is beautiful, except tormented by the hand of man.
And man will have to pay for this.
Reaction? You love them, you see, in the case of serpents, generally they don't harm any child. Sometimes child takes, they put him in his mouth and this and that is the problem.
Is there a chance that when, say, you kill a snake, you might be killing an old mother-in-law from a previous reincarnation?
Yeah, may not be. Who knows? But serpents, only those are very greedy people. Those who are hoarding money. Here I tell you, one man came here, he killed, there's cobra living, lived here, few cobras. One male, female cobra was killed by that man. He came someday here. And the male cobra came around for months to find out that man. But he was never here. So we are very caught. We are having very, what to say, glorious world, you see, but we have misfired it. By our own thoughts.
A statement you made this afternoon, I still am not exactly certain what you meant when you said that it was harder to become a man than to see God.
Than to see God.
Than to see God.
The word than. It is easier to meet God, but it is harder to make a man. So it is easier for a man to man person than to.
Well, I should think if you see God, you would automatically have all these karmas wiped out and become a perfect man.
You're right. What I mean, see, to have an ideal man is very difficult. To find God is not. That takes time. To make a man takes time. You see, time factor is necessary. It is not done in one day. To meet God, if anyone comes and gives you demonstration, you meet him.
But if you see God, what do you care about becoming a perfect man? Why do you?
You get a glimpse of it. To be glimpse of it is something else.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You see the sun for a while, but you absorbed in the sun.
But only the perfect man can continue to see God. Yes.
Perfect man only is you continue to see God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
That means, you see, righteousness is this. Righteousness, right thoughts, right words, right speech. That is why this diary is kept here. For reading out all your prophets. What is this? This is one of the things. Many things we don't know ourselves. When we remember, then those grow in number. They grow in number. Again, they are not grow in number, but they are already exist. Now they have come to, begin to come to our notice. So ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. Man should change inside, not the outer. Just your thought, word, deed. That's the first thing required. The second thing required is perseverance. See? These two things are bigger. So people ask, what should the married man do? Marriage is a very sacred, is a sacrament. Okay? You have spoiled it, I tell you honestly. To live a married life is no matter. Are you well fixed up, Taiji says, inquires.
Oh, we certainly are. My wife and I certainly
are. They said they are not.
You'll have to mark that on your chart.
That's joking. They're not. She inquired whether it will be sent now or in the morning. What time?
Whatever you say.
That is for you.
Well, yeah, you want to start meditating at 7:30.
If you like.
Does tea a half hour before meditation hurt the meditation?
No, little.
7 o'clock?
Don't fill up your belly.
7 o'clock sounds good, I suppose.
All then. Right. They'll send milk there. It's better. You have it. You'll prepare yourself, your tea?
Sure.
Then fine.
Sure.
You let us send there. You want to have a sitting, you come at 7:30 in this big room.
All right.
Isn't it?
Fine.
Then I'll have to be at about 9. Talk, have a talk with you a few minutes and then go there.
All right.
If you would like to have a round there, you can have during the day. Car will be there.
Obviously, we're here to meditate and we'll spend time on that.
You'll go back, there's a garden behind us.
Yes.
I don't think you've seen. Have you gone back?
No.
There's a garden behind. About two acres of land back there. The garden of different trees.
Is there a river back there?
No,
body of water?
Rain. Rain mala. Rain water.
Yes.
You're not gone back, I think. Back of the bungalow?
We haven't been back there.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You want to go and see some places there which were lost, the three devils, 1, 2, 3. Last time I got to place here where I generally sit down. in the evening or morning. No special place, only small water tank. All wilderness, all green behind me. The very atmosphere speaks, very quiet. Those who come in, they used to go there and sit there for meditation.
Will do so.
Oh, imagine you can have this room with you open. Big room. Okay. Sit an hour or so. After 9, I'll come talk to you a bit and then go. In the evening, you can have your time. You are there at the back or in your room. You can have one or two sittings during the day if you like, sitting up here. If you like to have around there, you can also be free to come.
You'll be supervising the work most of the time, I suppose.
Yes, I have come after so many days now. Yes, I didn't do any work today. So, people will come in the day after tomorrow. Then we'll see God will get that much is all right then. So you are always welcome there, but no convenience at least.
Well, it's the atmosphere and
yes, of course, yes.
The heart, the love.
Surely that is of course.
How many hours do you sleep on the average every day?
Why are you worried about it?
I am worried at times, yes. I am.